The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Very much, Andrea. John Fardy is here to explain.
Let's see.
Three body problem for me. I haven't seen it yet, and I've resisted because it's sci-fi and I don't know.
Well, I was talking to one of the stars, Jonathan Pryce, and he was saying, I hate sci-fi, but I want to do this because it's great human drama. He said the same thing about Game of Thrones, who made this three body problem, the creators. He said, I don't like fantasy, but I love good human stories. This is sci-fi, but it's a great human story. Now, the physics are slightly complicated, but I've watched the entire thing and it all coalesces and makes sense in the end.
Now, it's something to do with having not just one sun in our solar system, but several.
Yes, and the movement of those bodies around each other. So we begin in China in the 1960s. There's a scientist, and we don't want to give spoilers, but something terrible happens to her family during the revolution. She is moved to this outpost where she's tasked with possibly communicating with aliens, and maybe she does. Then we fast forward to 2024. There's these five really smart physicists who start to encounter really strange things in their life. They all start seeing a countdown in front of their eyes that nobody else can see. Let me give you a little flavour of that. One of the scientists who's having this weird thing appear in front of her eyes meets a random stranger, but just how random is she?
The Lord has a better way.
Listen, you seem like a very nice person. I'm just not interested, okay?
How far has it got? We'll count down. How much time do you have left? Less than 2 days? Yeah? It's not much. But it's easy to make it stop. You put an end to your work. No more nanofibers. You shut down the lab. Simple.
Who are you?
Would be suspicious as well. Tell you what. Tomorrow, at midnight, at exactly midnight, go outside and look up at the sky. Has the universe ever winked at you?
Hasn't winked at me. It's straightforward. Save the world by shutting down the lab.
To an extent. There's a bit more going on than that. There's some great AI video games in it, strange as it sounds. And we have to talk about Liam Cunningham, because he's tasked with some, we don't even know what his agency is. He's basically in charge of saving the world. And to put in the parlance, because he plays a dub in it, he's a hatchet man and he takes no prisoners and he's tasked with saving the world. Can I give you a quick flavour of him?
Top man in your class at the Royal Naval College. Top man of the last 10 years, according to Admiral Kennan. You're the belle of the ball, aren't you?
Sir, if you're headhunting for MI5...
I don't work for MI5. So what do you think?
I think I don't have to answer your questions, sir.
Ask yourself why I come all the way to f***ing Govan to find you. Why would I, and I'm the busiest man you ever met, spend hours talking to your commanding officers, your college instructors and every other...
I'm flattered, sir. But I don't discuss highly sensitive naval operations with strangers.
Well, you could ask to see my ID and to tell you who I am and where I work. But if you ask to see my ID, I'll know you're a sackless wonder like every other top Navy man I ever met. Why did you join the Navy?
To defend my country.
What I need you for is far more important.
Oh. I love the idea of him doing it in his own accent.
Yeah. And he was very proud to do it. I spoke to him last week. He's a great guy. This is sci-fi, but I really think you'll enjoy it if you give it a chance. It's very complicated at the start, but it bears fruit. In Game of Thrones, what they used to do was no character was safe and they used to deviate from normal plot lines. This happens as well. You get to episode 5, something happens on a boat.
Become very fond of.
Yeah, but to a huge extent. So stick with it. Start it and stick with it.
Three Body Problem, it's called. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
And season one, there will be more.
The world
will be in jeopardy yet again.
Who knows?
All right, John. Thank you very much for joining us. Is there going to be a season two? Asks Peter. Well, the obvious answer is perhaps yes. That's all.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.